On those days when we feel lonely, it seems like nothing could ever help. The longer it goes on, the worse it gets. But you know the saying, every cloud has a silver lining. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again, as today we take another look at loneliness from a different perspective. I wonder, on a scale of 1 to 10, how content you feel in your relationships. 0 is desperately lonely. 10 is stunningly fulfilled. This week, we've been looking at loneliness from a different perspective, because loneliness is a disease that's afflicting people in plague proportions. More work, more money, less time with a family, less time being part of a community. So we have this silent social pandemic sweeping the globe. The question is, what to do about it? Yesterday, we talked about the first of two people who can help you with loneliness. That person is you. If you missed that program, you can listen to it again on our website. I'll let you know how you can do that at the end of the program. Today, I'd like to introduce you to the second person who can help you with loneliness without ever having to make a phone call or open the front door. This man, a carpenter by trade, knows all about lonely places and what to do in them. Have you ever thought about Jesus being lonely? I mean, here is the Son of God. He becomes a man. A little boy grows up as a carpenter's apprentice with his dad, and he becomes a carpenter. And then his public ministry begins around age 30. He has a dozen or so close disciples, many more who follow him around, huge crowds who flock to see him and hear him speak and be healed by him. There are people clamoring to get a piece of him. This Jesus had rock star status. There was one time he healed a leper and said to the leper, "Look, just go and show the priests. Don't tell anyone." Yeah, right. Luke, in his gospel, Luke chapter 5 and verse 15, if you want to look it up, Luke writes this after the healing of the leper. Even though he told the leper not to tell anyone, obviously the leper did, and the news about Jesus spread more and more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Isn't that amazing? By choice, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. That word lonely means solitary, desolate, uninhabited places to pray. Jesus knew exactly what it meant to be lonely. Here is the Son of God. He has been with God and in God and part of the Godhead, part of the Trinity for all eternity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He steps out of that. He becomes a man. He was surrounded by people who didn't understand. God was doing a new thing through this Son of his, Jesus, a new thing of grace. Jesus would go to the cross and be beaten and reviled and crucified and killed. The religious hierarchy, they hated him. They plotted against him. In fact, they were so threatened by this radical Jesus, eventually they killed him. The disciples, well, most of them, most of the time, they just didn't get it. Jesus was misunderstood, misquoted, misrepresented, mistreated. Jesus, of course, he experienced loneliness. He was called to do something radical that people didn't understand. Imagine being surrounded by these 12 disciples who you know will be the foundations of the church when you go. And for the whole time, they just didn't seem to understand. Every now and then they'd have a flash of insight, but most of the time they didn't get it. Who did Jesus have to talk to? Who was his peer? Who was his equal? Who was his support? He experienced everything that you and I have to experience. And loneliness is one of them. Jesus has been lonely in a crowd. And he makes a decision of choice. He withdrew often to a lonely place and prayed. Why did he do that? Well, despite his superstar status, the one relationship that gave him his strength, to give out all that he gave out, the one relationship that sustained him, the one relationship that gave him wisdom and love and grace, was the relationship with his Father, God, in that lonely place. I mentioned yesterday that I went through a lonely time in my life about 10 years ago when I went through marriage breakdown and divorce. And I experienced loss and betrayal and hurt and fear and loneliness. What a poisonous cocktail. I was in a new city with new people around me, a new empty house. And I remember meal times, sitting down at the dinner table that used to have a family around it. And now there was just me. At the dinner table, my aloneness became so desperately lonely. And in that lonely place, I got a growing sense and a knowledge that Jesus was there. And I prayed, I talked, I listened, I read. I learned who I was and enjoyed my own company. I talked about that yesterday. That was great. But in that dark and lonely and desolate, isolated place, there was one light shining. And that light was the presence of God. That light was Jesus in that place with me. A Jesus who himself had experienced the loneliness, who himself had prayed in lonely places. Benny, what do you mean? What did it feel like? How did you get that? Well, the best way I can describe this is in the bitterness of betrayal, with a fear of the future, lamenting the loss. In that bitterness and fear and lament, the sweetness of his presence was so piercingly sweet. I just knew he was there. It was such an incredible joy. It took my breath away. In the lounge room and in the dining room and in the kitchen and the bedroom, God's presence, his presence just filled the place. Wherever I went, whatever I did, he was there, just whispering in my ear, I love you. I will never leave you. I will never, never forsake you. That was 10 years ago. Now that I talk about it, it's just like it was yesterday. As I speak about it, it's though I'm there. And I remember the pain. And I remember the enormous joy of God's presence in the middle of that loneliness. Have you noticed right now, he's here. Why am I going through this? Why am I so lonely? What's going on? Why is it so dark? Why is loneliness so painful? Why can't I do anything about it myself? Well, God didn't cause your loneliness. God didn't cause my loneliness. But when I was there, and when you're there, he is there. Because in the middle of that loneliness, sometimes that's the only place that's quiet enough for us to hear him. Sometimes that's the only place that he can get our attention. Sometimes, as much as it hurts, that place of loneliness is a place that Jesus Christ touches out and reaches out and loves us in a way that we cannot miss or mistake. Loneliness can be the biggest opportunity that God ever hands us. It was certainly the biggest opportunity he ever gave me. And that time that I had with him during that lonely period, I remember as if it was yesterday. I have a wonderful life now, but I remember that time. And even now in the dark times, he sustains me. Is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.